This is Dr. Rani Bhatt. I'm a gynae oncologist. Today, I want to talk to you about ovarian cancer to all beautiful ladies out there. Listen carefully. It's very important to be aware of ovarian cancer. Most of us have a tendency to ignore early signs of ovarian cancer, or we think these symptoms are simply related to gastric or aging. Let me start with a request to all of you who are listening to me. Please don't ignore the symptoms of ovarian cancer. There are two ovaries that are situated on either side of the uterus in every lady. When cancer cells originate from ovary, it is known as a primary ovarian cancer. Sometimes these cancerous cells, they arise from different organ and fall onto the ovary, and then we call it as a secondary ovarian cancer, also known as a Krukenberg. Ovarian cancers are generally seen around the age of 50 years, but even younger women can be affected with ovarian cancer. When disease is diagnosed early and treated, the survival is better. Ovary has different layers of cells. Hence, there are several types of ovarian cancer depending from where the cells are arising. The common type of ovarian cancer is epithelial cancer. Do you have any idea about the causes of ovarian cancer? Even we do not know exactly what causes most ovarian cancer, but we know few factors that make a woman more likely to develop epithelial ovarian cancer. They are genes related to ovarian cancer. Research have made great progress in understanding how certain mutation, that means changes in DNA, can cause normal cells to become cancerous. The second one is inherited genetic mutation. Here, a small portion of ovarian cancer occurs in women with inherited mutation linked to an increased risk of ovarian cancer. This includes mutation in the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, as well as the genes related to other family cancer syndrome linked to an increased risk of an ovarian cancer. Now, there is another thing is known as acquired genetic changes. Most mutations related to ovarian cancer are not inherited, but instead occur during a woman's life and are called acquired mutations. In some cancer, these type of mutations leading to the development of cancer may result from radiation or cancer-causing chemicals, but there is no evidence for this in ovarian cancer yet. Now, you may have a question. What are the common symptoms of ovarian cancer? So let's talk about the symptoms of ovarian cancer. There are many symptoms, but the main symptoms of ovarian cancers are pain in the tummy, abdominal swelling, you feel your tummy is bloated, you can feel a lump in your tummy, feeling full even after a small meal, loss of appetite, you may lose some weight, you can have frequency of passing urine, constipation, or sometimes heartburn. If you have any of these symptoms, then you should consult a good oncologist so that they can do necessary diagnostic tests. Again, you can ask me what are the tests will be required to confirm the diagnosis. So let's see what are the tests you'll be required. Doctor will usually do a internal examination, what we say is a vaginal examination, if you have any of the symptoms that may possibly look like cancerous. Further tests may be advised to assess if the cancer has spread to other organs, such as you may be advised to have an ultrasound scan, CT scan, PET CT scan, MRI, and some blood tests like tumor markers. Commonly, one is CA125. Now, if you have a tummy swollen with either fluid or a mass, you may be advised to have this fluid drained or sometimes have a biopsy of the mass, and this will be sent to the lab for diagnosing whether they have any cancerous cells. Now, if your doctor confirms that you have ovarian cancer, then you don't have to panic, because we do have treatment options for ovarian cancer. Surgery is the mainstay for the treatment. The type of surgery will depend on the stage of cancer and age of the patient. Guideline is to remove the womb along with the cervix, what we generally call as a total hysterectomy. Remove both ovaries and the fallopian tubes, and also remove the fatty apron near your stomach called omentum and the fatty tissue called lymph glands. And at the end of the surgery, no visible tumor should be left behind, and this type of surgery is known as cytoreductive surgery. There are various surgical treatments for ovarian cancer depending on the stage of the cancer and the age of the patient. As I said, the aim of the surgery is to ensure that there's no gross tumor left behind. Now, if a young patient develops an ovarian cancer, we do something known as a fertility sparing surgery. And this is generally done for those young women who have cancer in a very early stage. So here what we do is we remove the affected ovary with the cancer, remove the omentum and the lymph glands, but we leave behind the uterus and the opposite ovary, and this will give a lady an opportunity to conceive. If unfortunately the cancer is in advanced stage, then you may be advised to have chemotherapy first, and this is known as a neoadjuvant chemotherapy. This is generally done to shrink the tumor and then followed by surgery. Ovarian cancer is not preventable, but women with BRCA1 gene, BRCA2 gene or family history of any cancers, they should be monitored closely. Sometimes women with these genetic abnormalities choose to have prophylactically their ovaries and the fallopian tubes removed. Before winding up, I wanted to remember one thing. Don't ignore the symptoms of ovarian cancer. Early detection could save your life. Thank you for your time. Hope you will think about it. Catch you soon with another important topic. And it's me, Dr. Rani Bhatt, signing off.